I'm here to talk about Osmocom KPI, counters, rate counters, stat items, and statsd. KPI, for anyone who doesn't know, is just or means key performance indicators, and this fancy talk for counters, rate counters. It's everything we can measure. So in the history of the Osmocom project, we've had counters or some sort of statistics for a long time. It began actually even before we had libosmocore in OpenBSC in 2009, where we had the first type of counters, the Osmo counters. Those were within Osmo, OpenBSC periodically written to a database, which caused some nice issues later on when we had, especially at the CCC, the event database grew so long and had all the counters that were, well, appended there every minute. Yes, the early integration of counters, so that was keeping track of counters and just getting those counters out that we could look at them, visualize them, was just some simple script that even copied the database and dumped the stuff we needed and then, well, did, well, visualize them with RD tool or something else. So that was the history. Today we have three different implementations for counters to choose from. They do different things. Only two should be used now if you're looking at adding counters. Okay, so white noise space here. You can use them to track rate of events over time, like yeah, location update, accepts or requests and rejects and calls attempted, calls completed, and then of course you can yeah, visualize those to check whether your network is healthy or not. You can track also momentary values that change in a discrete manner, so not just rate counters that are monotonically increasing, but like having currently active calls or the delay of some connection, how long it it takes to acknowledge a packet. We can query all of these different counters through the VTY interface, so just show them quick and dirty. We can also query them through the control interface, which is a bit more programmatic approach to query it from script, and we also have a stats reporter and implementation to basically send all these counters to statsd and then use whatever you want to visualize them. Yes, the Osmocom, or at least the Osmocom GSM project, we have quite a few different counters, so tracking calls, SMS, location updates, all the, or most of the signaling messages, what has been attempted, what has been completed, also for GPRS attach, PDP context, activation, the whole bunch, basically, and also data sent for GPRS in both ways. Yes, and many more, like reconnects on the A side or the ABIS side with OML, RSL. Yes, if you want to know within a certain project which kind of counters there are, then you can look at the documentation. The counters are automatically or periodically regenerated into the documentation to give you an overview of what is there. Or you can use show ASCII doc VTY command to basically get the list, the same list that the documentation generation does, just maybe it is more current. Okay, so let's get to the first type of counter. It's, we call it Osmo counter, very intuitive. No, That's intuitive. I'm getting to the pun with the next counter, which really is counterintuitively named, I think. So that's the oldest implementation. It's been there since 2009 in various stages. So first it was just some fields in a struct that get added upon, and then it became a little bit more generalized. So you have names for a counter, and it's not just it. We keep track of them in a central location, so you can actually output all the counters at once and don't have to know where they are and what their name is. It's a very simple interface. You can increment a counter, decrement it. You can get it, reset it, and later on you can also get the difference, which will automatically reset it, which was needed when the StatsD integration got added. It's still used today for things like active calls or some reconnects in the MSC and BSC, but it's not really used that much. So maybe 5 to 10 counters or so, I think, in the Osmocom GSM world in general. And even today, I looked in Osmo MSC, it is synced, so only these counters are synced to the database that we still have for the to keep track of SMS every minute, and you can disable it, and I would strongly advise you, or maybe we want to reverse the logic, if not remove it altogether. So with the option minus C, you can disable it. Maybe we want to have an option to explicitly turn it on, because, I don't know, just noticed that when I looked over the code. So yeah, this is how you use it. Osmo counter alloc with the name. Then when the call is established, for example, you increment it. Afterwards, you decrement it. And then with the VTY interface, show stats will show the ungrouped counters. Those are the Osmo counters. And it will show the MSC active calls is currently at 3. So the next type of counter is the rate counters. Those were an improvement to the Osmo counters introduced in 2010. And somehow, counterintuitively, it is missing the Osmo prefix even today. So when I started writing the slides, I put Osmo counters, the Osmo stat items, and Osmo rate counters, and then I looked through the code and I couldn't find any, and I knew we had quite a lot. It's not Osmo rate counter, it's rate counter. They only increment, though the value you can pass to increment it is a signed integer, so technically you can decrement them, but the logic will, well, maybe it makes sense, but it should only be used to track rates of events, which usually just happen monotonously. It automatically tracks the rates of these events on a per second, per minute, per hour, and daily basis. In that case, it's not really a rolling average, but at the beginning of each hour, the hour count is updated, and not the beginning of each hour, but like 1 hour after the start of the program. So in practice, it shouldn't matter, because the updates before roll over into the next higher average or aggregation, I should say. And with the rate counters, with the Osmo rate counters, we also have the concept of groupable counters. So you have a rate counter group. For example, to track everything that a BSC is doing from the view of an MSC. And you can also have an MSC group to track stuff that the MSC is doing and keeping track of. And within the groupable counters, you also have, you can have independent counter groups per peer. So the MSC can track for each BSC separately how many times it has reconnected, for example. And so per peer and tracking per subscriber is also possible. And the rate counters are most widely used in the GSM projects. They're about, well, an infinite number if you count all the individual counters that you can have for each subscriber, but think like 30 through 50 different items. Yeah, Alex?
When you say it is possible, you mean it's already implemented, or it's possible as in like someone could sometime implement this in the theoretically possible?
What did I say was possible?
Yeah, it was a per subscriber counters, per BSC counters.
Yes, that's already implemented, and so okay. The functionality is there, and also we have. For GPRS, we have, or the GB proxy has per NSVC rate counters.
And okay, yeah. Thank you.
So yeah, this is how you use it. It's a bit more complicated. You need to. So I'll start with the second part first. You have to define a counter group. So the first is the name. The second is the description. So you can basically know what it is. Then the stats class global means it's a global thing. You can have per peer and per subscriber classes as well. Then after that, you say how many counters you have in your counter group. And finally, a pointer to the actual counters or the description of the actual counters. And then the top struct, the rate counter description for the rate counters is just an array indexed with an offset that also, again, has a short name and a description, what it does. And afterwards, you just allocate the group. And when... okay, that's cut off here. And afterwards, you... only, or in the most simple case, you only increment it by one and you reference the actual counter. There's also a function, as I mentioned, to increment an arbitrary amount, even a negative amount, but in most cases, you just want that. Niels?
Okay, I just noticed you have a dot in the slider, handover dot completed. If I remember correctly, we used the dot in the control interface to separate. Is it
yes,
part of your?
Yes, I'm coming to that, okay. And I'm pretty sure that Lucy will talk about that as well in his CCC review. But well spotted.
Just one more question. Is it also possible to notify some external entity about each event when you call a rate control increase?
To notify right when this event fires, not from the rate counter or any counter system, but it's possible to dispatch a signal, which is what is used in the code in cases where we need that. So. Because then in the most simple case, this will just increment memory somewhere or value in memory somewhere. So I'll get to the reporting where we have a timer and then we go through all the counters and report the values. The dot separator. Let's leave it at that for now. So through the VTY, we can show statistics, which for the example, we have the handover completed, which is zero events per second and per minute, which the reason for that is that it's already quite some time ago, and so we have one per day, one per hour at the moment, but less than one per minute. The next one is just the peer-based statistics, which have the number of the peer, which is of course then an individual designation, and statistics about this peer. So the newest counter implementation from 2015 is Osmo stat item. It's in concept similar to the rate counter. We also have groups, we have the global peer classes, but it's not a rate counter. It just stores arbitrary values and keeps track of a bunch of them. The items or the stat items can have units, which is quite nice, and I think something we should implement in the rate counters as well, because as you saw there, the name actually has packets at NS level and bytes at NS level, and having basically P or PKT and just bytes as unit might be nicer in yeah, tracking that and automating that. And yes, it'll keep track of multiple measurements. So you have, I believe this is used or supposed to be used for averaging, but when I looked at the code that reports the values to StatsD, only the last value is reported back, so averaging is not used yet, but can implement some custom reporter or anything and then do averaging yourself. So, yes. And also for the Osmo stat item, I have only found one item implemented within the whole of the GSM Osmocom world, which is the NSVC alive response time in milliseconds as units. And yeah, but only one is not very much. Here again, you have a group where you specify the name, the description, you have an array of actual stat items with, again, the name, the description, then you have the unit, and the 16 is how many values should be kept. And yeah, you can allocate the stat item group, and then don't have an increment, but you have an Osmo stat item set where you just set the actual value. And in VTY, you just get the response. Have a feature matrix if you're looking at the counter. So we have basically, should have been orange, the dirty gray there. So the Osmo counter is, in my opinion, legacy. It's not really deprecated in the code, but I guess we have full replacement with the rate counter and Osmo stat items. Those two are supported. The Osmo counter has some counters, 10. The rate counters are quite prominently present in the code, and the Osmo stat item, is just one. So probably was, I don't know how it happened, but maybe implemented for just this one item and then was good enough.
Maybe it's a
branch. Maybe. The stats item branch. All of those can be displayed in the VTY, as I showed. Access from the control interface is restricted to the Osmo counter and rate counter, which, I mean, there's no reason why it should be, just that it wasn't implemented yet. But if you only have one counter, then you probably don't miss that. All of those can be exported to through the stats reporter via StatsD. Come to that in a second. And yeah, the Osmo counters are just global counter names, while the rate counters and Osmo stats items are groupable and have these per peer subscriber values. Yes.
So when you say that Osmo counter is legacy, you think it should be replaced with rate counter, right?
Most of the Osmo counters that are still used are used as rate counters. But as I mentioned, with the Osmo counter basically lets you do both, because you have increment and decrement. So what is still implemented as Osmo counter is basically the currently active calls, which is not a rate counter. A rate counter would be MO calls attempted, MO calls completed, MT calls attempted, MT calls completed. And so that would need to be migrated to a stat item, but basically the two new counters can do everything that the rate counter does. And then
is it possible to get the absolute value of rate counters and stat items as well?
That's the first one is right. The absolute value, and then you have one per second.
And
this basically is the absolute.
Right, and that's intentional, and that's not likely to change anytime.
Yes, that's intentional, and yeah.
And the
and I mean for the stat items, you always get the.
I get access to all the values that are
you get access
to 16
in the code you do,
okay.
But through StatsD, it only reports the last value back.
Cool.
Okay, so yes, then with an OsmoCom or LibOsmoCore, we have the concept of a stats or statistics reporter, and we can so any kind of counter, as I said, is supported by that. We have an implementation that basically can connect to a StatsD instance or write in that format. And we also have an implementation that basically writes to our logging framework, so whatever is configured as logging target. We use the DLStats category and log with log level info, so basically there every minute or whatever you you want the interval to be, you can output that into a log file or syslog or something.
Is it possible to configure interval pure like a group? So I may have I may want some stats every like 5 seconds.
The short answer is no. As you can see, so this is the config snippet, the relevant parts, the stats interval, so logging interval is globally configurable only. So you can't even change between the statsd and the log output. It's just one global Osmo timer that then. That then report. Okay, anyway, so it's just one timer that then calls all the stats reporters and runs whatever they do. And then for both these backends, you have the stats reporter statsd, where you can basically say how much you want to report. So do you only want the global values, or do you want the peer and subscriber values output as well? Because those can be quite verbose if you have like 20, 50, 100 BSCs and where to log to. And for the log output as well.
So this stats interval, you said the stats reporters, they get called at this interval. What if, what about external polling? Could I have a stat reporter that queries all the counters and so on internally? Instead of.
I mean, you can have that, but then you would just. I'd have to think about it, but generally you probably wouldn't do anything in the internal timer callback, but or in the internal timer callback, you could update some things and then have your own socket and listen to it.
I think if you wanted to do polling, you probably just use the control interface to poll those values that you want to poll, and not use an internal reporter, because
True.
If you want to read some counters, you can always do that over the control interface from an external process at whatever time you want, for whatever counters you want. But just an idea.
Yes.
Yeah, so just one last note is that the reason why I'm asking for different rates is because some counters, for example, number of currently currently used channels, we right now are polling very frequently because we then do min-max in the processing.
If I can interrupt.
Yeah.
You could do that with the stat items, because basically whenever the value changes, you with an internal timer, you just add this value very quickly, once a second or something, and then you configure it to hold 60 values in the stat item, and then you can access basically the whole last minute what the value was. And I mean, yeah, the current code just outputs the last value, which might not make sense in that case, but you could do an average, or you could also output the average, the mean, the min and the max, and the standard deviation or something like that. So possible, but not implemented right now.
Okay.
Okay, so just last slide going forward, I guess it makes sense to migrate from Osmo counter to Osmo rate counter, which it should be called then, or to the Osmo stat item. Of course, we always need more counters, can never have enough. Then have some maybe more helpers or configuration options for the Osmo stat item to have averaging, min max, standard deviation, and those things. One big thing that has been touched upon is fix the issues with the separator. So the counters, as far as I can see, they are still called, or they're still separated with a period, but then there's some sanitation script or sanitation function that replaces the periods with a colon to basically make them accessible via the control interface. Unfortunately, the statsd export format uses the colon as a separator for one thing, so this breaks there. Maybe we just want to have different functions depending on where we're outputting, so we can sanitize whatever we have as an input, because otherwise, yeah. Or we restrict the names even further, but yeah, we have to check that. And then, yeah, also make everything configurable. And then, yeah, also add units to rate counter, because I think that's quite useful. Okay, so thank you. If there are no more questions.
I have one simple question. Why did you choose this image?
Yes. Ah, okay, right. So, well, this is a counter. It's a mobile counter. And so I actually, I didn't Google, but I duck-duck-goed for counters, and the first images were those, and I thought, yeah, makes sense. And this is the old counter. It's rock solid also, but...
Makes me think of the counter space capabilities.
Yeah. From open source...